So here are three ways to utilize the CPF during the period of low interest rate. And I know that many of you in this low interest rate environment really thinking of better ways to save your money and make your money work harder. But you will realize that in this low interest environment, all these like fixed deposits, T-bills, SSD, really no place better already. CPF always giving you 2.5% interest. So how do you actually take advantage of this CPF 2.5%? So my first strategy is to firstly take a look at your home mortgage loan, because if you're using CPF to pay, that 2.5% can be better used, assuming you have an outstanding $300,000 of loan outstanding. So you can start using your cash to pay the loan mortgage instead of using CPF, because your CPF can earn 2.5%, right? But your cash cannot earn 2.5%. So that's the first suggestion. And also the fact that if you're using CPF to pay for your home loan, you are also foregoing that 2.5%, plus you're also going to accrue interest that is going to be compounded over time as well. So instead of using CPF to pay for your home loan, you can use cash instead, and then your CPF can compound faster at 2.5% per annum, because your cash is now quite useless, right? 1.something% in T-bills really cannot see. And do you know that over 20 years, your $100,000 left in OA grows to over $164,000 based on compound interest of 2.5% per annum? Just like the great pyramids behind me, over thousands of years, it is still left intact right here, built by the ancient Egyptians or aliens, whatever you believe in. So it is still one of the seven wonders of the world. So the good thing about using cash to pay for the home loan is that you will end up with a bigger retirement portfolio based on your CPF, and you can still enjoy low housing loan costs based on what you are paying through the CPF. So I'm right now in Bashtil, Upper Egypt. And the second way to really take advantage of low interest rates environment is to do a transfer from OA to SA. And I know somebody going to bash this option really, but hear me out first. So here are the facts, right? The CPF OA is paying you 2.5% per annum interest, like I just mentioned earlier. But the CPF special account is paying you 4% per annum minimally. Therefore, if you just do a simple mathematical calculation of a $50,000 transfer from OA to SA, 2.5% to 4%. And let's say you do it at age 35, after you have settled your primary housing, okay, so you don't need for housing needs, right? After that OA, the excess, you can transfer to SA. This $50,000 from 35 years old, you park it for 20 years, compounding at 4% instead of 2.5%. And that will make it around 55 years old. And so if you were to do a comparison, $50,000, after 20 years in the OA at 2.5%, it will grow to $82,000. But if you put it into SA after 20 years at 4% per annum, do you know how much you'll grow into? Around $110,000. So that's like a $28,000 of increase just for this simple step. But this is all assuming you have settled your housing needs, all right? And yes, I need to highlight that this move is irreversible. So think through it, okay? Because once you do this, you cannot reverse it and you cannot regret on it. Okay, so I will only suggest OA to SA transfer after you have settled your housing. This has always been my consistent message on this channel. So the third way to really optimize this low interest rate environment is to do a voluntary housing refund. That means paying up whatever you have used from your CPF OA back to the CPF so that you don't owe the CPF any more money. So let's give a very specific example. $80,000 from your OA has been used to pay for your CPF home loan, regardless of whether it was for the down payment or the monthly mortgage. Then I'm sure if you have taken a HDB loan before and you're paying with CPF, you wouldn't have incurred both the home loan interest rate of 2.6% from HDB
and 2.5% from using your own CPF OA as a form of accrued interest. So by voluntary housing refund, which means you are depositing money back to the CPF OA and refunding this amount, whether it comes from your savings or bonuses, after 20 years with a 2.5% per annum interest, do you know how much this will grow into? 130,000 Singapore dollars. So that's like very huge, right? From $80,000 to 130K. The other positive benefit is that it also reduces the accrued interest, especially when you are selling away your property in the future. Because you do know that if you want to sell away your property, you first have to repay the accrued interest portion first, and then the remaining will come back as cash proceeds. So instead of borrowing against your own CPF at 2.5% accrued interest, you are now putting back the money so that the CPF OA money can still continue to earn 2.5% annually compounded interest. And I'm sure by now you should know that compound interest is one of the 8 wonders of the world. So it's a guaranteed compounding machine. And it's much better than all whatever rates you're getting in your high interest savings account, your T-bill, and whatever stuff. So all in all, these are my 3 CPF strategies in a low interest environment. Number 1, do not use CPF. Use cash instead to pay for your home mortgage, home loan, if you don't have any other better investments. Number 2, transfer your CPF OA to SA once you have secured your primary residence and your housing plans are settled. You don't need so much excess OA. Just pump into SA to get the higher 4% interest. And number 3 is the voluntary housing refund, where you can stop owing CPF money and whatever you have put in can continue earning 2.5% per annum interest in the OA. Especially in the current low interest environment where interest rates everywhere else is really low, I think CPF is really a strong foundation that everyone should consider. But what if you still think 2.5% in OA, 4% in SA is really low? Then is there a way to invest your CPF? Then I'll cover it in my previous video where I invested my CPF for a few years, and you can see my performance right here.